Downtown Los Angeles. Violent weather overnight across the Great Plains. The destructive storms that pummeled parts of Kansas and Oklahoma are moving to the east, and the East Coast is bracing for unsettled weather later in the week, along with extreme heat and humidity. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 13 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
Hi, my name's Neil. I have some advice for you if you've been trying to break free from credit card debt. You can start by doing what I did. Get your bills together and call Trinity Debt Management. Trinity is dedicated to helping people like me become debt-free. When I called, my first experience was a feeling of relief. My counselor was kind, and best of all, she didn't judge me. In just a few minutes, she helped me figure out a plan that consolidated all my bills into one lower monthly payment. This substantially reduced my high interest rates and put me on the road to success. In the end, I saved thousands in interest, and today, my credit card debt is a thing of the past.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Neil. Take it from someone who's been there. Call Trinity and become debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. City police are investigating a Tuesday night murder in East Baltimore. Officers responded to a shot spotter alert in the 1900 block of East Lafayette Street at around 10 p.m., and they found the victim suffering from multiple gunshot wounds. The victim was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. Police have not released the victim's name or age, and there's no word on a suspect. Two men are injured after a shooting in southwest Baltimore. Police say both victims turned up at a hospital shortly after 9 Tuesday night, and they are in stable condition. According to the preliminary investigation, the victims say they were shot in the 1700 block of West Baltimore Street, but there's no word on what led to the shooting. Anyone with information is asked to call Baltimore Police or Metro Crime Stoppers. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 weather forecast next.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. Tied at 1 in the 5th last night, the Orioles benefited from the long ball. Well, there it is, an 0-2 slider is demolished. Deep right center and gone. He did not go to the splitter, Zach Littell. He gave him a two-strike slider, and Colton Cowser crushed it. Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. You heard the moves, right? In Tampa, the Milkman's moonshot in the fifth gave the Birds a 2-1 lead on their way to a 5-1 win. Dean Kramer was impressive over five innings of one-run ball. He gets the win. Elsewhere in baseball, the Yanks are in a drought. Shut out for the third straight night last night, 29 innings in a row now, 4-0 by the Angels. And finally, entering his eighth NFL season, Lamar Jackson has the second-best record of any quarterback since 2018, with a 70-24 mark in the regular season. He's led the Ravens to three AFC North titles, including the past two. But Jackson is the only multiple NFL MVP to never reach a Super Bowl, and the losses gnaw at him.
I don't think I get over any loss, to be honest. I got losses from youth football that still haunt me, you know? So I never get over a loss. I don't care how small it may be to someone else or how great it might be. It's always the same for me.
Patrick Mahomes has the best regular season record among NFL quarterbacks, 89-23. Coming up in 30 minutes, Trevor Rogers gets the call. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, honey.
My mother called. She's coming to town.
To stay? The house is a complete mess.
Call MaidPro.
MaidPro? You know how picky your mom is.
Check out their 49-point checklist on MaidPro.com. They do a detailed cleaning every time. MaidPro.com is easy. Just enter your zip code, questions about the house, and submit.
Oh, I have another call. Huh, it's MaidPro. Thanks, honey. I guess your mother won't recognize our house.
Then MaidPro's even better than we thought.
Sign up for recurring service and receive $75 in free cleaning. MaidPro, your home clean just how you like it.
At 9:07, here's the forecast from the Fox 45 Weather Authority.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're tracking some showers here for your Wednesday morning as we head toward the afternoon. Expect a few more thunderstorms to pop up later in the day. Temperatures will climb well into the upper 80s and lower 90s. We'll see more of those temperatures rising on Thursday with more showers and thunderstorms Thursday afternoon. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
72 degrees in Westminster, 80 in Easton, and 74 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Plasek Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Wednesday. Some people call it hump day right in the middle of the week. Hopefully you're having a great week thus far. And you know what? If you listen to WCBM, you're already doing a great job. If you were able to catch the Fox 45 hit this morning, I appreciate you. Again, that's every Wednesday morning right before my show here as the midday show host. You know what? It was interesting because we talked about the fact that City Council in Baltimore, of course, voted to take money from the state's attorney's office to put money into the IG, the Inspector General's office. And there are a lot of people that are rightfully chatting about this situation. And if you missed my hit this morning on Fox 45, I noted, you know, it's really just tone deaf, to be honest with you, because obviously you see all these town halls happening across the city, those in Federal Hill, those in Fells Point. They're talking about how they want an increase in public safety. And so here you got the city council that took money from the state's attorney's office and also took money from the police department. It's very tone deaf. And I did say I gave a shout out to those that did not vote for this. Apparently on city council, it was an 11-4 vote. So four people voted against taking that money from the state's attorney's office. But, you know, the least that Councilwoman Odette Ramos and others could do is at least give a courtesy call to both the prosecutor, Ivan Bates, and also IG Isabel Cumming, because when we talked about this yesterday, we learned from the press release from the state's attorney's office that they didn't even call him and say, hey, just a heads up, not sure if you're looking to fill this position, but we're going to go ahead and take this money. And as we noted, state's attorney Ivan Bates already doesn't have a ton of money at his disposal because he had to go to Eric Barron, the former U.S. attorney, to get money for the wiretapping that led to many arrests. So it's a bizarre move. Like I said on Fox 45 this morning, I don't know if this needs to be a public conversation, but I think they're owed at least a private conversation. I think this is awful. You know what I liken it to now that I think about it? You ever at a restaurant and somebody, say you got a party of three and you're at a table that seats four, and say there's a table next to you and they need one more seat, right? I look at it this way. When this person comes over, usually, you know, if they've got any kind of manners or home training, usually they'll ask you, even if somebody's not sitting in that seat and it's clear, they'll ask you, hey, can we grab the seat? We need an extra seat at our table. And then you usually say yes, right? Or if you're expecting someone, you say no. But in this case, city council abruptly just grabbed the seat from the state's attorney's table and put it at their table or at the IG's table and walked away. Like, you know, it's basic manners, I guess, when it comes down to it. It's like, wow, you have no idea if they were planning to fill that position. You didn't even talk to them. Yet, when you're looking at all the agencies across the city, I would say the state's attorney's office is probably most likely the most successful agency in the city. DPW, definitely not them. Department of Transportation, no. I do like, you know what I do like? I like their social media pages at the Department of Transportation. Whoever's running that for the city, you're a riot. You are hilarious. I don't know who's coming up with these posts, but they make them funny. And meanwhile, it has to do with, you know, transportation. You deserve a raise, whoever you are. Well, anyways, I just wanted to mention that because it's still quite shocking, to say the least. We are going to talk about the latest updates out of Israel and Iran. We're not going to spend a ton of time on it. Obviously, this is very fluid, moving every single day. Matthew Schlegel, the teacher in Anne Arundel County, did you hear? They had a partial verdict there. You know, I think they've got two more counts to clear up, but he was found not guilty. You know, we talked about this just for a second last week when we were trying to decide what the actual motive was, because according to the defense, right, Matthew Schlegel and his attorneys, they kept saying that the parents did this purposely. I still don't see the motive. Like, why would the parents do this? His lawyer claimed that they could have done a class action lawsuit possibly, and it would have ended up with money. But I guess my thing is, why this teacher? Out of all the teachers, because some of these girls, they're a little bit older now, fourth and fifth grade. That was their third grade teacher. Why focus in on this specific teacher? That's the part I still don't understand. But we are going to talk about that because now you've got this mugshot of Matthew Schlegel. You've got all these people. We saw that the wife came forward and did an interview, and she talked about the fact that she was receiving all these awful notes in the mailbox. They were getting all these death threats. There were all these things happening. They're definitely going to have to move. They're definitely going to have to move. And so it's like here, you know, in the court of public opinion, we have already deemed Matthew Schlegel to be guilty, right? And so there's got to be a different way that we could go about this where it doesn't completely ruin someone's reputation, especially when they're found not guilty. Look, people are still, regardless, not guilty or not, there are still going to be people out there that will sympathize with the young girls and completely believe their stories. Now, remember, those girls, they faced a lot of trauma, too, by going on the stand. Remember, we heard that one girl was questioned for like 4 hours. Like 9 years old, questioned for 4 hours. I mean, you know, dragging them through something like this. Anyways, there's a lot of fallout. Even though Matthew Schlegel beat these charges, there's still a lot of fallout from this. We're going to talk about that. I wanted to give you a quick update here because I received this email. Thank you, Senator Bulworth, on Air India. The crash that many of us saw, 241, I think, people on board. They actually updated it. 247 lives lost. And there was a critical mechanical failure. Now, we also saw where the gentleman walked away from this crash. I still cannot believe that. I cannot believe it. When he is well enough, wouldn't you love for him to go on tour? And I just want to meet the guy. I want to shake his hand. I don't know what kind of good luck or what kind of angels or great spirit that he has protecting him, but I want to get a little piece of that. Just shake my hand for just 2 seconds. Because boy, oh boy, God is on your side. It's so magical to me. This is, again, one of those stories where people say, well, you could say, you know, there is a God. If this isn't the story for you, I don't know what is. Oh my gosh. Anyways, let me get out of that because I could just sit here dumbfounded for hours. I keep thinking about it. I just wanted to give you, so far, the preliminary report on this. And the investigation will continue, by the way. But I thought it was so interesting, I had to share it with you. According to the AAIB, the captain's seat, listen to this, Brad the producer, listen to this. The captain's seat suddenly slid backward during rotation. A moment when the aircraft was lifting off the runway. The rearward movement was due to the failure of the AFT locking mechanism. There we go. of the seat track. As the captain's body was thrust rearward, his weight inadvertently pulled the thrust levers into idle, drastically reducing engine power during a critical phase of the flight. The first officer attempted to advance the throttles, but was unable to counter the mechanical force and body weight obstructing the levers. They're saying that's why this plane went down. Again, this is a preliminary report. The investigation will continue. But right now, they're saying it's because of the captain's seat. The captain's seat went backwards, And because his weight was on the throttle, that to me is, again, look, we'll continue to wait for the actual report. Again, it's preliminary reports. So right now it's considered somewhat unverified. But when they confirm this, boy, oh boy, oh boy, they're going to have to do something about this. And I wonder if there's anybody listening to the show today that can explain this better to me, that could call in. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. You would think that there would be an emergency release or something for this. I'm shocked. Is this possibly an older aircraft? And maybe some of the newer aircrafts do have an emergency release? I don't know. But if you do know, I would love to know more. 247 lives lost because the captain's seat slid backwards? Whew. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. All right. Anyways, I wanted to give you that update. It's not on my show plan, but Senator Burworth sent it to me in an email. And thank you, Senator, again. I just wanted to let you know. All right, we're going to get into what's going on, the latest in Israel and Iran. Obviously, there are many people talking about this on social media, unsure if they actually agree with some of the language coming from President Trump. And I will tell you, there are a lot of Republicans unsure. Senator Ted Cruz did sit down with Sean Hannity last night, and he did talk about Trump's leadership during this time. Take a listen.
Well, listen, President Trump throughout this conflict has been fantastic. I spoke to the president on Sunday and just told him, I said, your leadership has been so critical on this. And he made clear Iran is not getting a nuclear weapon, and he is standing with Israel. I believe our position should be we stand unequivocally with the state of Israel. And I'll make a point. Israel is doing an enormous favor to the United States right now. I believe the most acute near-term security threat facing America is the threat of a nuclear Iran, because the Ayatollah is a religious nutcase. He is a theocratic mass murderer. And when he chants death to America and death to Israel, he does so in front of mobs of people.
Okay, and I think that part is important from Senator Ted Cruz. When you do chant death to Americans and all these other things, and you've got all these people, you've got people here in the United States, let's not forget, you got people here that are radicalized. And when you say things like this, and you have all these things happening, both in Iran, in Israel, and I think right now we're probably not hearing about it as much, but I guarantee you there are other countries that are dealing with attacks. They're dealing with people that are thinking, oh, well, I'm going to fight for, you know, these radicals. And, you know, it happens all the time. It happens all the time. This is one of the things that really, you know, grated my nerves about the open borders. It's like, okay, so, you know, some people looked at it as, oh, you've got a mother and their children and they're seeking asylum and Guatemala is awful and El Salvador is awful. People sometimes don't take in consideration that those coming over the border, whether they're Chinese nationals, whether, you know, doesn't matter. You've got some evil people coming over the border because they believe that that was an easy way to get in. And not all of these people obviously are seeking asylum. And some of these people could be on the terrorist watch list, as we learned from Secretary Mayorkas at the time, that they did find some people on the watch list that had gotten into the country through the southern border. So I think it is very important to show leadership here in America. Now, there are many people on the other side of this that believe that we're getting way too far involved, and that President Trump, along with the Prime Minister of Israel, want to overthrow this regime and do a regime change, and everybody's, you know, freaking out and panicking on social media. And, you know, what's interesting, before we get to our friend Tim with the Morning Market Flash, you know, what's very interesting here is that you've got all of these influencers, all these people screaming online. And Matt Walsh yesterday, I had to comment on it. Matt Walsh said, well, I don't know why people are attacking me for screaming, you know, hey, and being panicky in this moment, because I'm hoping that President Trump or somebody in the administration will see that we don't want to go further with this. And so I commented, I said, if you think that you have any bearing on what the U.S. military and President Trump is going to do in this moment, you guys are more ridiculous than I thought you were. Okay? These decisions have been made months and years in advance. Okay? This has been something that they've discussed for a very long time. If you think Trump is going on Twitter to see what Matt Walsh has to say about it, but this is how they think about themselves. They think so highly of themselves, these people. And again, I have to say, they're Republicans. It's shocking. All right, well, continue this conversation when we get back. If you want to weigh in on what's going on right now in Israel and Iran, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Right now, we've got to go to our friend Tim Herb with RBC Wealth Management. He's got today's Morning Market Flash. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Kim. Happy Wednesday. How are you?
Doing well. Happy Wednesday.
Well, as far as activity today, seems like, again, front and center is the theme, the Israel-Iran tension. Kim, you know, yesterday was a little bit of a down day for the overall markets across the board, coming off a downbeat session again because this conflict continues to mount. Happened to see earlier this morning that Iran threatens, and I quote, irreparable damage, end quote, if the U.S. enters Israel's conflict. So it's interesting to see how the markets are reacting to this. You know, one minute we're down. The next minute we tend to get a little bit of a rebound. Today here this morning, this Wednesday, June 18th, at least, Kim, U.S. stock futures are inching higher. I think a lot of traders right now are trying to monitor the latest developments in this overall conflict. But as I mentioned on Monday, the big news here today is the Federal Reserve's latest interest rate policy decision, and the Fed will meet today at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and the U.S. Central Bank is widely expected, Kim, to hold interest rates steady, but I think investors are right now keeping a very close eye on Fed Chair Jerome Powell's post-meeting comments. So not so much whether the Fed looks to increase, decrease, keep rates steady, whatever it may be, as much as it is right now, the comments from Jerome Powell after the meeting is over. So right now, Dow futures are ticking up ever so slightly higher, up 35 points. S&P 500 futures are up a minimal 8 points, and the NASDAQ futures up 48.5 points. So right now, again, we're seeing the tension kind of being front and center, reacting, you know, causing reactions within the overall markets. Not so much the economy. We are getting some news coming out. Again, not major earnings as far as individual companies are concerned, but we've got on the macro calendar the weekly MBA mortgage purchase application coming out here earlier this morning, which came out. We've got the jobless claims coming out as well, you know, here this morning. So we're getting some news flow overall. I will say company specific. Monopoly. I'm sure you played Monopoly, Kim, growing up, right?
Yeah, of course, yep.
Monopoly maker Hasbro mentioned that they're cutting 3% of their total workforce amid higher tariff costs. We're also seeing, of course, an exclusive announcement I thought was very interesting that the U.S. is dropping their guidance, this is interesting, Kim, to limit alcohol to one or two drinks per day, sources have said. So U.S. dietary guidelines are expected to eliminate the long-standing recommendation that adults limit alcohol consumption to one or two drinks per day. And that's according to three sources familiar with the matter. So this could be a major win for an industry which has been threatened by some heightened scrutiny of alcohol's health effects. So we'll have to see how that all shakes out. Last but not least, Sam Altman had mentioned earlier that Meta offered $100 million as bonuses to OpenAI employees. So that's very interesting to see how artificial intelligence really is coming, again, front and center with these technology companies battling for all of the brain power that's involved with artificial intelligence. So there we have it for today. We'll have to see how things play out. I'll rejoin you all, of course, Friday morning. And I need to mention also tomorrow, in observation of Juneteenth, the markets are closed tomorrow, Kim. So I'll look to rejoin you guys on Friday morning.
All right, Tim. Thank you so much.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
The Sean Hannity Show.
For anybody that has ever wanted limited government and more freedom, this is probably the only opportunity that we will have in our lifetime to get rid of waste and fraud and abuse. And they're talking about cutting $2 trillion. I think they're serious as hell, and I think it will happen as long as Republican lawmakers go along with what their recommendations are. Those recommendations are expected on July 4th of 2026.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, all right, all right. Well, there's a lot going on in the markets, a lot going on around the world. And so I'm not shocked As you heard from Tim there, I guess everything's closed on Juneteenth. Sounds kind of racist, doesn't it? Just kidding. I'm just joking. Just jokes. I will be at work, though. I will be at work. According to liberals, I sold out a long time ago. So I will not be observing Juneteenth. I'll be here with you guys. You know, we were talking about, again, why it's important for President Trump to show leadership at this time. And I know not everybody kind of agrees with that. I know there's a lot of people, like I mentioned earlier, that just, you know, want Trump to stay quiet, stay out of it, do not get involved. And I can understand that fear as well, right? I can see both sides. I did want to play for you. Before I do, I just want to go to the text message real quick. Doug on the text line said, "Morning, Kim. The 787 Dreamliners are the newer airplanes." We were talking about the preliminary investigation into Air India that crashed last week. If that's one of the newer planes, first of all, thank you, Doug. Secondly, there might be, you know, they might need to do a recall on this, because I can't imagine that this took an entire plane down because the captain's seat slid backward. There's got to be some kind of release or something. Or are they saying the captain didn't know that his seat, that everything was sitting on that throttle the way that it was? Possibly didn't know that was the cause? I don't know. I would think that a captain would know these things. And when people were talking about those that were flying this plane, and people, you know, mentioned that they've had a lot of log hours, a lot of flight log hours, and, you know, they weren't newbies at all. So it's not like something, you know, they would say, "Oh, man, I don't know what's going on in this moment." Very interesting. But, Doug, thank you so much for sharing that information with me, because I truly do not know. Lynn in Owingsville says, "Kim, I am a pilot, but I only fly the little single-engine planes. And before we take off, we run checklists. One of the items on the checklist is to ensure that the seatbelts are fastened and that the seats are locked in position. If what they say is true about the pilot's seat, either that item was not covered by their checklist, a poor operational issue, or they skipped over it, another poor operation issue, or the seat failed, which would be a maintenance issue. This is the first report of this problem, so it's hard to believe that this would have been a malfunctioning problem or a manufacturing problem. I'm sure that the FAA will issue a notice to check the seats. They are totally reactive." Yeah, Lynn, and thank you so much for weighing in as well. It's, you know, like I said, it's preliminary, so we'll wait for the true confirmation on this. But I guess it's a possibility that he didn't check his seat. I don't know. Like I said, these guys, they were pros. These were no amateurs. Well, regardless, what a tragic situation. 247 lives. And just so you guys know, four of those lives were on the ground, as we heard during this time. They were saying that it hit an apartment complex, like a little where people were living, but it also impacted a hospital, apparently, on the ground. And so when they were pulling people out of the wreckage, I guess because it was so close to the hospital, they're saying that there is one young lady, 24 years old, that could possibly be still holding on to life. And so they're waiting. I guess, obviously, she's in and out of surgery. If they pull that off, what another miracle, right? Ugh, so tragic, so tragic. All right, coming up next, Tucker sat down with Senator Ted Cruz. They talked about Iran. I'm going to play that clip for you. And then also we're going to talk about Matthew Schlegel in Anne Arundel County. The jury came back 21, I think 18 of the 21 charges, not guilty. We'll discuss.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. What to do about Iran is a question facing President Trump. He's been meeting with his national security team at the White House, and from what we can tell, nothing has been taken off the table. Israel says that overnight, its warplanes hit key elements of Iran's nuclear and missile production program, including a centrifuge production facility. No change in interest rates expected as the Fed wraps up its latest policy meeting, that two-day meeting to wrap up later today. The NHL's Florida Panthers, Stanley Cup champions again, beating the Edmonton Oilers 5-1 in Game 6 of the final. Six of the group of seven leaders have discussed Russia's war in Ukraine as well as the situation in the Middle East and failed to reach major agreements on any of those issues as their summit in Canada wrapped up. More details at SRNNews.com. Com.
Hey, Sean Casey here. If you're thinking about home improvements, let me tell you about a company I personally stand behind, AES Builders and Home Improvements. For over 35 years, AES has built trust by delivering top-quality additions and remodeling. When they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. Having earned 43-plus Super Service Awards and an A-plus rating with a Better Business Bureau, AES is all about integrity and craftsmanship. They never cut corners, never bid to subcontractors, and always offer the best work at the lowest price. Plus, their free concierge service makes sure you get exactly what you want. And here's a great spring offer for the first 25 new customers calling in. AES will take $2,500 off any additions, kitchen, or bath remodeling. So call 1-800-787-SAVE. That's 1-800-787-SAVE. Or go to aeshome.us. AES, when they're done, you'll be happy. Don't forget, with that special offer, call now, 1-800-787-SAVE.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Big start for Trevor Rogers tonight as the Birds call up the young left-hander to take the hill against the Rays at 7:35. Acquired from the Marlins at the trade deadline a year ago, his lone start this year was 6 1/3 of shutout ball, 2 hits, no walks against the Red Sox, and the Birds hope he can get close to that again tonight. Meanwhile, there's a dynasty brewing in South Florida.
The fans rise here in Sunrise, Florida.
Back to back for the Cats.
The Florida Panthers win their second consecutive Stanley Cup.
Kenny Albert with the call on TNT. Panthers 5-1 over the Oilers. They go back to back. Sam Bennett with 15 postseason goals gets the Conn Smythe Trophy. Coming up in 30 minutes, DeAndre Hopkins likes what he sees. And that is Stein on Sports.
Grandma's coming! Grandma's
coming! I know. Ugh. What am I going to do with this house? I don't have the energy this year to listen to her critique my cleaning and how this place looks.
Call MadePro! Call MadePro! Call MadePro!
I know. I'll call MadePro. Their 49-point checklist will keep your grandmother quiet and get this place back in shape and up to her standards.
Can we have candy, please?
Oh, God.
Call MadePro, 410-529-5960 or MadePro.com, because grandma's standards aren't standard.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Temperatures are going to be heating up. We'll see upper 80s and lower 90s for your Wednesday afternoon. Watch for some showers and thunderstorms to develop as we get later into the afternoon and evening time. Even hotter conditions on Thursday with more of those strong storms on the way on Thursday afternoon. A bit drier and slightly cooler Friday before we heat up again next week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Start your day every day at Dashin' with a hearty classic country breakfast stackadilla or the bold flavor of a Santa Fe stackadilla. Both are made with fresh cracked eggs and can be yours for an everyday low price of just $6.95, only at Dashin'.
Hot weather means your home works harder to stay cool. BGE can help with a variety of options like budget billing, My Account, and energy efficiency programs. Learn more at bge.com/summer.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
All right, good morning, good morning. Look, it's Wednesday. You're just a couple days out because on Friday, we'll all be at Jimmy Seafood, and I hope to see you there, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. for the Big Chuck Roast. You can still go to WCBM.com and pick up your tickets today. You know, like I mentioned before, this will be a great time to catch me in my true form, my true element, because I'm not working. I'm gonna be there just hanging out with you, and I'm excited about that, to really get to know you guys and have a conversation and put a face with the name. Because every time we do an event or we do events, if I do events in general across the state, I'll meet people and they'll say, oh, it's me from Parkville, or you know what I mean? It's and so people will say, it's me, you know? And I'm like, oh my gosh, now I know who you are. Now I know what you look like. And it's so great to meet everybody in person. So again, if you don't have your tickets yet, WCBM.com. It's going to be a great time. The guys are obviously extremely hilarious. And I know many of you listen to The Morning Drive. So when they go to roast Chuck, Chuck Whitaker. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. So don't miss out. Jimmy Seafood this Friday, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. All right. I got another email here I wanted to share with you from John. John says, Kim, Westmore should make a radio spot celebrating Baltimore as the sixth worst run city in America. Yes, that did come out. Thank you so much, John, for sharing that. It was with Wallet Hub City, and that is a government survey. Baltimore ranks 143rd out of 146 cities. That's terrible. Oh, my gosh. That's terrible. Very terrible indeed. Well, unfortunately, this is what we got here. Also, to kind of wrap up this conversation with Iran and Israel, of course, we'll continue to watch throughout the day if there's any breaking news or updates. I did want to mention that the U.S. Embassy did close in Jerusalem. If you were wondering whether or not that happened, it did happen as of yesterday. They're still evacuating people in certain areas in Israel. And again, if you don't follow Trey Yingst at Fox News, the Fox News National Channel, you've got to follow Trey. He's giving you, he's doing a report almost every hour at this point. So you'll see him on Fox News throughout the day. But then also he posts those reports on his social media pages so that you can see there pretty much live in time. What is going on? You see the missiles overhead, and there's a lot going on. There truly is. Just a little quick note. We've got Finn Jacobs coming in. He's going to join me at 11 o'clock here in studio. And I just wanted to mention that because Finn's got a new chairman position with the Maryland Young Republicans in the Baltimore region. So we're going to talk to him about what they have coming up here as we, head into the midterms. But not only that, you know, yesterday I was supposed to have on Michaela, my friend out of Atlanta, Georgia. And of course, you know, this has been very difficult. She's there in Tel Aviv. I just wanted to say, you know, I tried to reach out to her again after the show yesterday. And now I'm a little worried because now I can't get a hold of her. So I'm going to hopefully get a hold of her and we can hopefully have her on the show maybe by Friday, I would think. I hope. It's just a very scary situation. It truly is. Say prayers. I did want to share with you a little bit of this audio here. This is a teaser that Tucker Carlson put out yesterday. And I'm pulling this, even though I know many of you do not like the fact that I'm criticizing Tucker Carlson because he's criticizing President Trump. But just know, that's not why I'm criticizing him. Okay? President Trump has never changed his stance on not wanting Iran to have a nuclear weapon. He's never changed that stance. There have been people posting clips of Trump on the campaign trail where he talked about it. And so, you know, a lot of people are saying online, I didn't vote for this and I can't believe he's going to lose his MAGA base. Well, he talked about it at many rallies. And if it's something that you decided not to hear, that's one thing. But another part of this is I do believe and trust in Secretary of State Marco Rubio when he says that we aren't physically involved. Now, I can understand where people are not exactly happy with the rhetoric from President Trump. Because if you listen to things that he says, you look at some of these interviews, some of the things he posts on Truth Social, for those that don't want to get involved at all, he is saying things like we and I and I'm making sure and, you know, you need to evacuate out of Tehran. That's, you know, my orders on that. So, yes, I can absolutely see where people are not happy with the rhetoric. Trust me, I got you. But as I mentioned, Tucker Carlson did sit down with Senator Ted Cruz. Now, Senator Ted Cruz is not a warmonger by any stretch of the imagination. I can't say the same thing for Senator Lindsey Graham. Can't say the same thing. But for Senator Ted Cruz, he's not that kind of guy, okay? He's never called for any war. I think he was very on board, if I recall, when we were withdrawing from Afghanistan during Joe Biden's terms. So it's not like this guy is like, oh, yes, we must go to war, okay? But Tucker Carlson sits down with him, and it's almost like he tries to do this gotcha moment. And all I'm saying is this isn't very helpful. It's not helpful. We're in a time in this country where, if anything, Republicans should be happy. We won the House. We won the Senate. We have the White House. We've got the president back that we wanted, okay? You got independents and Democrats also voting for this president. When it comes to deportations, we're getting them. I did hear where he's actually going back again. President Trump is who I'm talking about, and he's going to begin to deport those that are illegal, even on farms and in the hotel industry. Because I said, that's ridiculous. Either we're deporting people or we're not. And I also hope that you go after those employers.
It's not something that I think is acceptable. It's against the law. Either we're for law and order or we're not, right? Let's not pick and choose which laws to follow. Well, anyways, Tucker Carlson sits down with Senator Ted Cruz, and I guess, you know, the big conversation was about Iran. Now, this is the teaser. The actual episode, the actual interview, does not come out until later on this afternoon. That's when Tucker's releasing it. But this is the teaser. Out of sitting down for an hour and a half, this is what Tucker posted as, like, this big aha moment. Take a listen.
How many people live in Iran, by the way?
I don't know the population.
At all?
No, I don't know the population.
You don't know the population of the country you seek to topple?
How many people live in Iran?
92 million.
Okay. Yeah,
how could you not know that?
I don't sit around memorizing population tables.
Well, it's kind of relevant because you're calling for the overthrow of the government.
Why is it relevant whether it's 90 million or 80 million or 100 million? Why is that relevant?
Because if you don't know anything about the country...
I didn't say I don't know anything about
the country. Okay, what's the ethnic mix of Iran?
They are Persians and predominantly Shia. Okay,
you don't know anything about Iran. So,
I am not the Tucker Carlson expert on Iran.
You're a senator who's calling for the overthrow of the government.
You're the one who
claims anything about the country.
No, you don't know anything about the country. You're the one who claims they're not trying to murder Donald Trump.
I'm not saying that.
Who can't figure out if it was a good idea to kill General Soleimani, and you said it was bad.
You don't believe they're trying to murder Trump.
Yes, I do.
Because you're not calling for military strikes against them in retaliation. And if you really believe that.
We're carrying out military strikes today.
You said Israel was.
Right, with our help. Israel is leading them, but we're supporting them.
Well, you're breaking news here, because the U.S. government last night denied, the National Security Council spokesman Alex Pfeiffer denied on behalf of Trump that we were acting on Israel's behalf in any offensive capacity.
No, we're not bombing them. Israel's bombing them.
You just said we were.
We are supporting
this is
Israel.
High stakes. You're a senator. If you're saying the United States government is at war with Iran right now, people are listening.
Okay.
That's a weird exchange to me. That is very bizarre. Again, Tucker Carlson, Senator Ted Cruz, when that interview drops, I'm going to try to watch as much of it as possible. I will say, you know, shout out to Tucker Carlson. He never edits these things. So it's very raw, right? He's not going to edit out anything that he says or that Cruz says. So, you know, that's why it's sometimes about an hour and a half, 2 hours long. And a lot of times I don't have that kind of time to sit down and watch a podcast for that long. But I will try to watch as much as I can. But a lot of people are reacting to that interview on both sides of this. Some people are saying, okay, well, Senator Ted Cruz is using this language where it sounds like we are, in fact, involved. Here's what I will say on this part. If you don't believe that we are and have been somewhat involved in what's going on in Israel all of this time, I've got news for you. This has been going on for decades, okay? Now, I think the Prime Minister of Israel understands he's got a great friend in President Trump. So if now is the time to strike, this is the time, okay? I don't believe that it is we, the U.S., that are actually assisting in launching out any of these missiles or what Israel has done thus far. I don't believe that. But I think Tucker Carlson, he's trying. It's very bizarre to me. You know, we are allies with Israel. That's not going to change. I hope it doesn't change. I hope it doesn't change. But if your whole thing is that you hate Israel or you hate the Jewish community, then yeah, you're going to come at this in a different way than many people and the perspectives that we have on this thing. Now, of course, there's some memes going around because people are laughing at the teaser that came out. Somebody's using this meme. It has Tucker and Senator Ted Cruz sitting there. And it says in the caption, "How many verses of the Iranian national anthem can you sing?" As Tucker Carlson in this meme asking Senator Ted Cruz, because a lot of people believe, like, you know, that whole gotcha moment is how many people live in Iran currently. How is that relevant? I don't exactly know. And maybe it's just that I don't understand where Tucker's coming from on this. But anyways, I just wanted to share that with you because this is what's been unfolding on social media. It has been pure chaos. You've got some people that are panicking, some people that are saying that this is World War III, we're already involved heavily, now they're chanting death to America, so they're definitely coming after us. It's like all of this stuff. I actually believe, you know what, as much as I love being on X, and I scroll through a lot of news there, I had to log off yesterday, because it really was just people bickering back and forth about this situation. If you voted for President Trump to handle things like this, let him handle it. Let him handle it. All right. All right. I did want to just bring a little bit more to you in regards to the teacher in Anne Arundel County. I know during the beginning of the show, I talked about the fact that Matthew Schlegel was found not guilty on many of the charges. Apparently, they're back in the courtroom today because the jury still has to decide on two or three charges and wrap that up. But on the major charges, he was found not guilty. Now, this is quite an interesting revelation. Because according to the wife, and I do believe Matt Schlegel's wife, according to the wife, their lives have been hell since all this began. And they have been getting attacked. The wife had mentioned that she was afraid to be at home because she didn't know if somebody was going to try to hurt her. And I believe her. When I saw the interview that she did, she looked terrified. She looked absolutely terrified. And then on top of this, like I mentioned earlier, you've got these young girls that are taking the stand, and they're facing their former teacher, right? Because like I said, many of these kids are no longer in third grade, fourth and fifth graders, and this is, you know, a story I guess that's been brewing, you know, between these parents. I still don't understand how all this came to be, but you've got these young girls, 9, 10, 11 years old, taking the stand for 4 or so hours at a time, being grilled by attorneys. And the attorney, of course, his defense attorney, shout out to him, because what I've seen from the defense attorney, that's a damn good lawyer right there. Do I appreciate the fact that they've got these kids on this stand facing the teacher? No. But the state obviously decided that that was fine. And so, you know, this is a case with the state's attorney from Anne Arundel County. So anyways, what I'm saying is there's going to be a lot that comes out of this, right? A lot of trauma. And a lot of scarred reputations. I'm sure some of the young girls that took the stand, I'm sure they're going to remember this moment for the rest of their lives. I do wonder, you know, now that you've got this not guilty, I do wonder if there are young girls that took the stand that perhaps were coerced by their parents, and their parents continued to ask them these questions and possibly added to their story, making it seem like they were victims, even though these girls might have thought that they were not victims. I don't know. There's a lot here. And I feel bad for everybody involved. But I want you to take a listen. I think this is Channel 11 that has the story. Take a listen.
Well, this is week 5 of the trial, day 21, the very end of the third day of jury deliberations, and a jury verdict that shocked many people, had others in the courtroom sobbing, and the defendant found surreal. That's according to his attorneys, who we talked to after the verdict was announced. 21 counts connected to 5 different alleged child victims, all girls who were students of Matthew Schlegel in third grade math class at Severna Park Elementary School. The jury took 3 days, 19 hours to come to a decision on 18 of them, not guilty on all of them, from the very top count of sex abuse of a minor down to fourth degree sex offense, a person in a position of authority, not guilty on those 18 counts. They are connected to all of the 5 girls, and said they could not reach a decision on a lesser included charge of second degree assault. We have a reaction to the verdict, basically the big win for the defense team, and the reaction to the verdict, which added up to a loss for the state.
It's a little bit surreal. This has been something we've been working on for over a year now. And once we had an opportunity to see the state's case and the discovery, it was apparent to us that he was innocent. And the jury's confirmation of that today is really uplifting for us, for his family, and for him. The job's not done. We still have a couple counts to resolve tomorrow, but I think the message is loud and clear that what we've been saying the whole time, that they got this wrong, is correct.
This is certainly not the outcome that we had hoped for in this case. One thing that strikes me is the criminal justice system expects a lot from child victims, and this case is no exception. While our office cannot guarantee verdicts in difficult cases, what we can guarantee is that we will always stand up for children and sexual assault victims, which we did in this case.
That's Anne Arundel County State's Attorney Ann Colt Leitis, who also had this message for the five girls who testified at this trial and all of their classmates who did as well. Almost 20 children who testified at this trial. The top prosecutor of this county told those children, "We believe you. We stand behind you. Hundreds of people stand behind you. This will not define you. This will make you more resilient as you move on in your life." We also heard from a grandfather and the mother of one of the five girls who said, "We justice was not served today." They said the state was outnumbered and outgunned by not one but two white-collar defense firms. They took issue with the way the children were treated on the stand. And the mother said, quote, "I hope in my heart that we at least have protected the girls who come after her," meaning her daughter, who is now 11 and in fifth grade. Reporting from Annapolis, I'm Kate Amara, TV 11 News.
What an unfortunate situation. Just so you know, Anne Arundel County Public Schools did reach out to 11 News with a statement saying that Matthew Schlegel remains suspended. There are proceedings still to be carried out in this case, including a hearing which will happen today. So therefore, it will be inappropriate for Anne Arundel County Public Schools to comment any further. That's what they told Channel 11 News. I don't know how he would be able to go back to that school that he was teaching at previously. I don't know how that could happen. All right, coming up next, I just wanted to inform you on what happened with the DHS Secretary Kristi Noem yesterday. She was rushed to the hospital. Real quick, imagine losing the ability to hear someone say, "I love you," or the ability to hear a compliment, hearing the birds chirp, your favorite song, conversations with old friends, or even Kim Klasick Live. Losing your hearing takes a toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. Now, if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, no matter what your age, call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100. You see, Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach for each patient's treatment plan with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been for over 44 years. They also have offices throughout the Baltimore metro area. All you have to do is call 410-944-3100, or you can go online at www.aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
There are really three ways to take out that site. The first two options are not good options. One, the Israelis can go it alone with a tactical nuke. Nobody wants that option. Option two, they can send in commandos. That would be a great risk and harm potentially to Israeli fighters. Not the best option. But controlling the skies, the best option would be bunker buster bombs. But Israel, according to reports, they don't have bunker busters. That would take the U.S. not only to provide it, but probably to complete the mission because they don't have the B-52 that would be necessary to deliver that bomb.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, did you hear that Florida just legalized gold and silver? Yep, my new home state, the free state of Florida, has made it legal to use gold and silver as money. Now, Governor DeSantis explained it all by saying, "This is our ability to give you the financial freedom to be able to protect yourself against the declining value of the dollar." This is exactly why I partnered with a top precious metals company myself. If you want to learn more about how gold and silver can help protect your money, if you want to inform yourself, do your due diligence, reach out to my partners at Goldco. They're a great company. I'm a customer. They've helped me out tremendously. Check them out on the web, HannityGold.com, or call, no obligation, 855-815-GOLD. Get their free 2025 gold and silver kit. You'll also learn about their unlimited bonus silver offer. That's 855-815-GOLD or HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right. We were discussing earlier what's going on in Israel and Iran. We did talk about Senator Ted Cruz and Tucker Carlson. Apparently, there's a big interview being dropped by Tucker Carlson later today. And now he drops his interviews on X. Just in case you're wondering where you can see it, he has a contract with Elon Musk. So you would have to see it on X. And I think after the first day, from my understanding, he then transfers it to his YouTube channel as well. But yeah, he has to, the original series or whatever, you know, interview that he does, it has to be dropped on X from my understanding. And that's where it can be only for about 24 hours or so. Joe in the text line says, Kim, besides the confusing, ambiguous post threatening Iran, President Trump also posted everyone in Tehran should evacuate immediately with no information, no other information. Yes, Joe, we did mention that. Joe says, what type of leader posts evacuation orders for another country on a social media post? Yes, Joe. Yeah, that's exactly why some people are very concerned about how involved the U.S. may be at this time. As I mentioned earlier, that is why some people are upset about it and why some people do not believe that we are, you know, not involved. I mean, they believe that we are involved. And so I agree with you. The rhetoric is, it's a bit tough to swallow. Let's see. William says, Tucker is giddy in that interview like a schoolgirl over getting views. Ted Cruz said, quote unquote, support. That's a great term. Right now, it's moral support. If they need us to drop a bunker buster, that will be physical support. Everybody wants to clout these days. Yeah, William, and that's how I feel. Well, I don't know how. The teaser that was dropped with Senator Ted Cruz and Tucker, not productive whatsoever. I did want to just update you because I did post on my social media yesterday afternoon that Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem was taken to a Washington, D.C. Hospital by ambulance yesterday. Apparently, she had an allergic reaction. That was from the DHS spokesperson. The quote is, Secretary Noem had an allergic reaction. She was transported to the hospital out of an abundance of caution. She is alert and recovering. That's what we have thus far on Kristi Noem. Now, somebody that has allergic reactions, often myself, of course, I'm wondering, you know, does she have an EpiPen? Is this something that is new? She didn't know possibly that she was allergic to something. Or, you know, when I see the word here, alert, I'm thinking, okay, did she faint at one point in time? Was she not alert at some point in time? I don't know. But that's all we have thus far. If you want to read more into it, I apologize. That's all that I could find at ABC News and even CNN. So we'll continue to wait and see. Obviously, pray for the secretary. Speedy recovery to her. And hopefully it wasn't too serious. All right, coming up next. Yesterday, we had this tongue-in-cheek conversation about reparations in Chicago with these race-based grants. Well, guess what Governor Wes Moore just introduced yesterday? Race-based grants. I guess the memo went out. We'll discuss all that more coming up next.
Hey, Vinny, you've been talking with us over the last couple of months about